Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, and our subject is the theology of the worm. The theology of the worm. The Lord impresses upon us in the scripture a lot about the nothingness of mankind. It is really impressed upon us in a whole section in Isaiah. It says, all flesh is grass. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as the small dust of the balance. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. Behold, ye are of nothing, and your work of nothing. Isaiah 41:24. How vividly the Lord describes the absolute nothingness of man. But the most descriptive of all is the word, fear not, the worm, Jacob. I will help and I will support thee, in Isaiah 41:13-14. The Lord talks to Jacob as the worm. Jacob was Israel. And he was, and it was God's beloved people, and he calls them the worm. 13 times in 10 verses, Isaiah 41:10-19, we read, I will, the Lord thy God, will be your power, your strength that is needed. He giveth power to the faint, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Isaiah 40:29. Man is in partnership with God. God and the worm. I will open rivers, he says. I will make the wilderness a pool of water. I will plant in the wilderness of cedar. I will set in the desert the fir tree. Jesus became a worm. In Psalms 22:6, he says, in order to reach the lowest level on earth, and then he received his crown in heaven after he threshed Satan's head. Before we become threshing instruments, we need to become as lowly as a worm. The Lord says to Jacob, I will make you a threshing instrument. And it is equivalent to a valiant army with power and might. Mighty men of valor. The worm. So much is spoken about the worm. In Job 25:6, Psalms 22:6, Isaiah 41:14, Job 17:14. It's a metaphor of weakness. The worm is a metaphor of weakness. And the Lord emphasizes how the man is equivalent to a worm. Psalms 22:6 says, the good shepherd is giving his life for the sheep. My God, why have thou forsaken me? Forsaken by God, he was hardly even a man, just a worm. But God turned him into a threshing instrument as he crushed and threshed Satan's head. Then and only then did our beloved Christ turn into a mighty, valiant warrior, as he fought the legions of darkness and won. He was valiant, powerful, mighty in the Lord. Men and women of valor, valiant soldiers are needed for today. Men and women who will take their place in the ranks of soldiers of the cross. Vision is needed for service. Bold venture, but both can only come as we seize the power of God. We need God's power as we are as weak, as nothing, as a worm. The man who is valiant has a service on the road of humility. Humility is the road of the worm. Reliance on his strength to stand for the truth against error. Give us help, it says in Psalm 60:11-12. Give us help, O Lord, from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is who shall tread down our enemies. Psalm 60:11-12. The Lord is my strength in Psalms 118:14-16. The Lord's hand, power and help. The right hand, a special power, an intervention, a boldness that comes from a sense of his presence and power will result in great magnitude. In him, we must prevail, and in him, we must triumph. The worm, if we take the worm and discuss its characteristics and dissect its character, we find that it is symbolized by weakness, by utter helplessness, by defenseless, does not retaliate, is lowly, anybody can crush it. This is how man is. The Lord created him equal to a worm. The worm life is total dependence on the Lord, lack of self-confidence. None argumentative, not forceful, not pushy, yielding. He has the pride and self-esteem in lowered state. That's the humility of the worm. To have the pride and self-esteem in lowered state. We can expect God's help in every area of life. We can expect God's help when we recognize and acknowledge our hopelessness and helplessness. We can expect God's help in times of trouble. In Psalms 46:1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a tested help in times of trouble. Psalm 16:1. How wonderful it is to recognize our humility in the fact that we are born as worms. Our spiritual warfare and conflicts, we must look up to heaven for strength, and the believing prayer will be the prevailing prayer. If the battle be the Lord's, then it will succeed. We have to realize that we exist upon the strength of the Lord. Our weaknesses cannot take us all the way to heaven. That's why we depend on the Lord's strength. Jacob and Israel are brought very low and reduced to a worm and called the worm Jacob. So little, so small, so weak, so defenseless, trampled by everybody. Jesus called himself a worm and no man in Psalms 22:6. He says he is no man, he is a worm. God's people are sometimes as worms in a low estate. It is the honor of the Lord to help the weak. God will help them and make them a threshing instrument, able to crush and not be crushed. We will be made to crush our circumstances and not our circumstances to crush us. I will open rivers in high places. I will plant in the wilderness cedar. I will plant cedar in the wilderness. Only if man strikes rock bottom in the sense of his own nothingness will he strike the rock of ages. If we do not learn humility, we will learn humiliation. Meekness is not weakness, but strength harnessed. The smaller we are, the more room God has in us. The first great test of a truly great man is his humility. Humility is to make a right estimate of oneself. He who is clad in the armor of a righteous cause is stronger than all the hosts of error or darkness. When God would greatly exalt, he first humbles. The only way up is on our knees. Do you want to enter the higher life? Then go a step lower down. The Lord fishes on the bottom, and he wants to get his bait and hook. You've got to get right down to the bottom. A humble person can neither be put down nor exalted. He can neither be humiliated nor honored without remaining the same person under all circumstances. He that is down, fear no fall. He that is low, no pride. He that is humble, ever shall have God to be his guide. How wonderful it is to be humble. Humility is the acceptance of the place appointed by God, whether be in the front or in the rear. God will deny no blessing to a thoroughly humbled spirit. The man who humbly bows before God is to walk upright before men. Humility is the solid foundation of all virtues. How wonderful it is to be humble, because that's how God wants us to be. Humility is the solid foundation of all virtues. May we humbly bow before God daily and walk with him in an upright spirit on our knees. May this apply to all of us, and may we all desire this position with God. Amen.